KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Faith Abubang. An EF3 tornado destroying a Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, damaging nearby homes, toppling trees, and leaving part of I-95 impassable for a time. So far, no deaths reported. Authorities asking residents, though, to stay inside as crews clear roads and repair power lines. In the meantime, more than 100 million Americans from California to Florida are under heat alerts.
Relentless heat, not just here, but New Orleans on track to their hottest summer to date. And then Roswell, New Mexico, more 110-plus days than they have ever seen in recorded history. It's not just the air, but the water around the world. More than 40% of the world's oceans in a marine heat wave.
ABC's Ginger Z. And in western Kentucky, a state of emergency due to flash flooding from torrential rain. In Texas, officials say 12 migrants were found in the back of a stolen 18-wheeler. One of the migrants is pregnant. The county sheriff says all of them appear to be in good health. This is ABC News. Water bombers flown in from France and Germany now taking part in efforts to douse wildfires raging around Athens, Greece. The fires fueled by unrelenting hot and dry conditions burning for a fourth day. Thousands have fled their homes, including Luisa Riadov, who had only 10 minutes to decide what to take and whether to stay and fight the flames.
We needed help and no one was here for us. No one. Not even the firefighters. No one.
She says her house was damaged but not destroyed. More than 60 fires are burning across Greece. Netflix has scrapped its cheapest ad-free plan. New subscribers can no longer sign up for the basic $9.99 tier, which comes with no ads and allows you to stream on only one device at a time. Existing members with that plan will not be affected. There's a new billionaire in the country. Someone won that massive Powerball jackpot. A single lucky ticket was sold in L.A. This is the seventh highest jackpot in U.S. history and the third largest for the Powerball. Faith Abubay, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Governor Tony Evers was in Menasha yesterday. The governor recently allocated more funding to Boys and Girls Clubs in the state's biennial budget. The added money will help fund clubs in northeast Wisconsin as well as across the state. Evers spent time at the Boys and Girls Club of Menasha and stressed the importance of out-of-school programs for kids, adding that affordable child care is vital for working families and necessary to keep the economy moving.
Be on the lookout for phone calls from people claiming to be law enforcement. The Door County Sheriff's Office says they've received complaints about scammers posing as deputies in an effort to extract money from people. There have been similar scams in Winnebago, Brown, and Marinette counties recently. Authorities say they will never demand money over the phone, which includes cryptocurrency. If you receive a call like this, call your local law enforcement non-emergency number right away.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Mary. Hey, good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. My head hurts when I listen to these discussions. My basic conclusions are that you can't reason with conditions or situations of brainwashing, ignorance, the thrust and influence of power and money, and sometimes literally psychosis. And on the positive side, I am in awe and so proud of the people that are working commendably to protect democracy. I believe that right is going to prevail in the end. Thanks for your work,
Mary, and what you are talking about is the very people who claim to love law enforcement, right? Who claim to support law enforcement, have made this 360-degree turn because they want to protect a man who clearly is not worthy of selling all of these other people down the river. FBI, CIA, Justice Department. It is clear. Everybody knows that Donald Trump, if he's reelected, is going to dismantle those offices. He's already said it. And yet there are people who then will say, well, I support the police. I support the blue. You can't. Law enforcement is across the board. It's not just in your city or in your town. It's national. And to sell all those people down the river for, you know, somebody like Donald Trump is unconscionable to me. Mary, thank you very much, as always. Let's go to David from Equine.
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, you know, the Supreme Court just came out 9-0, Missouri versus Biden. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. Do you know what it's about?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, the reason why it was a 9-0 vote was because there was an argument.
Tell us about what the case was, David. What was the case?
That the U.S. government was coordinating against suppressing and trying to manipulate the Twitter, Facebook, other forms of different outlets out there to actually suppress people's ideas that differ from what was being said. And there was a coordinated attack, and you can look this up, Earl, where free speech was literally being destroyed, potentially because the U.S. government was directly having direct contact with all these companies, private companies, to suppress anybody's opinion that was different. And it was just ruled just like a week
ago. So, David, let me see if I have it right. So when you say anybody's opinions that are different, you're basically saying then that the Joe Biden-led White House was suppressing, you know, not liberal speech, but conservative speech. That's really what you're saying, right?
And you look at.
I mean, really, that's what you're saying.
What I'm saying to you is, if you said that the COVID came out of a Wuhan lab, you were silenced, and consequently, it turns out that there's validity.
Hey, David.
To it.
I mean, it's hard for me. So I was around during that time. Okay. I wasn't under a rock. And I read responses on those sites that said it came out of Wuhan, David. They didn't just totally dismiss all of that. I remember reading on those different sites.
What I want you to do is look at what they did to the New York Post with the Hunter Biden laptop. New York Post was banned from Twitter, Facebook, anything that was posting about that laptop. They were coordinated by the U.S. government to not post that. That was totally blocked.
Okay, so David.
I suggest that you read the Missouri versus Biden, what that came out of that.
So, David.
Because that will give you all the details as to what's going on.
So, David, as far as what you are saying and the Supreme Court is saying is that the federal government colluded to make sure that information that would have, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden family, they protected the criminal activity of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's clearly kind of what you're saying, right?
Well, and that's what was ruled on.
No, okay.
It wasn't just a conservative liberal bench.
Okay, so,
it was a 9-0.
So here's why, David, those of us on the other side, watch Donald Trump and all of the criminal activity that he's done. And you want us to look at Joe Biden and his family and say, look, they're criminals. But you totally dismiss the fact that a man running for president of the United States is under so many different indictments. And then you say, well, what they're doing to him is not right, is not fair because they didn't do it to Joe Biden. You're not saying that, hey, what Donald Trump did and all these things he did was wrong, and he should pay the price for that.
What I'm saying to you, Israel, is I believe that, yes, if and when he has to have his day in court, and all these things that these indictments or whatever, yes, it needs to come out. I agree with you. But what I'm also telling you is that on the other side of the coin, you had a very coordinated scenario where you have people in the government trying to literally manipulate what's being said out there, what's being done, and that should be scary. I'm calling a spade a spade. If Donald Trump is convicted and he's tried or whatever. At the same token, that Joe Biden is, you know, if you've been watching the IRS whistleblower situation, it's very revealing is to the fact that there's been a lot of things going on that are very nefarious.
What's scary to me is that a guy who's running for president of the United States, Donald Trump, can contact the House Speaker and tell the House Speaker how to defend him and other congressmen. And this is how you defend me. And the fact that he can make that call and the information is out in the public, and somehow that's okay. When we talk about these things, and you want us to, Joe Biden, Donald Trump is still at it. He's still trying to get, and the fact that the House Speaker would take the call and that information is public on what Donald Trump was asking, and somehow that, doesn't resonate with you and other guys like you.
What I'm saying is I don't agree with it, but the fact that it's out there, it's not being suppressed, though, either, is it?
But it's not a matter of whether it's being suppressed.
Is it being suppressed? No, you're talking about it.
I told you when you claim that the people with Wuhan and their thoughts were being suppressed, I said to you that I remember reading constantly the people who were opposed to that, who supported that theory on all those sites. So it wasn't totally suppressed. It was not. I do this every day. So I know I go through a lot of those things. You're saying it was totally suppressed. It was not.
Enough, because there was enough people out there that kept bringing it up.
All right, David, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to... Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Go ahead, man.
Good morning, Earl. How are you on this fabulous day?
I'm always fine, man.
All right. Yeah, it is. But I don't trust the justice system either anymore.
Why? Why not?
The reason. Well, why? What? This cocaine that was found in the White House. Whatever. All of a sudden now, nothing's going to be done or investigated.
So let me
anymore.
Ask you, they've investigated it. What do you want them to do?
Like Ted Cruz says, they know everybody that goes in and out of that White House. They know who did it. It's just a matter of
let me say this to you. All the different people who move around there, it was in an area where many people move in and out and around. It's kind of like a public area. And just because Ted Cruz and you say they know who did it doesn't mean that's the truth, man. It doesn't mean that's factual. Who are they protecting? You and others mentioned Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden wasn't anywhere near there.
At the time,
what?
It is. It's the two-tier justice system, because everything is on the right. Look at, they were going after Trump the second day he got in office. That's going over 6 years, and he still haven't got anything.
They have plenty on him, man. Okay, they have plenty on him. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us, We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 77. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 56. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear sky tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 80. Temps near average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Storms both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high. Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers. And all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people. Then there'd be no more wishing to do.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I've grown weary of this subject, so we're going to move on. So those of you on the phone line, sorry, I'm going to move on. And here's a subject that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and it's forgiveness. And I know that we are all charged with forgiveness, but it's not an easy thing to do. When people have aggrieved you, and there's not one of us who have not been aggrieved in our lives, it is something that's going to happen to all of us. And maybe we've been the one who need to ask for forgiveness. I know all of us need to ask for forgiveness, and we all need to forgive. But it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. And I struggle with it. I truly do. Because sometimes you say, and especially when it's a loved one, right? When it's a loved one, a family member, and you feel aggrieved, and you can never heal, they say, until you're willing to first forgive. And I'm sorry, I struggle with it. I really do. And so, you know, I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with that. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Here's a story. My sadistic dad abused me and cut me out of his will. I was shocked by why I forgave him. Some urged me to forgive him. citing forgiveness as needed. Good people forgive. Was I a good person? When you can't forgive, does it make you an evil person? You know, and when you carry that with you, I already know that it destroys you when you can't forgive. Because when we sit around angry at others who are enjoying their lives, who don't even know that you're wrapped up in this anger because of something that happened in the past, you can never have any peace. So you're feeling this way about somebody who aggrieved you maybe 10 years ago, maybe yesterday, you know, maybe last month, you know, Calvin, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. There are people who carry these grudges for 30, 40, a lifetime. And you can't get beyond it. And it destroys you. And so this young lady, I learned about my father's passing many months after his death when a surrogate court sent me an obligatory legal notice. An estate had been created in his name. In his will, my father passed me over, stating not once but twice that under no circumstances was I to receive any money, even if all the other possible beneficiaries were deceased. In my father's view, it seemed I was unforgivable. I mean, you know, that's when you go to your deathbed and you've pre-written this in your will, that one of your own children, that you hated that person so much, your own child, that even if all the rest of his beneficiaries were deceased, that this child was not to receive anything. Man, Calvin, that's a pretty rough reality. Listen, we got to go to a break. We'll do this on the other side. 844-967-2789. But there are people who hate so dearly and so eternally. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Put a little love in your heart, a little heart in your love. Together we can make a way. Listen to me. Don't want it too hard. Oh, what I'm trying to say. Cause it's love. Love the only way.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Any day now, former President Trump could be indicted again. A grand jury is expected to charge him in a federal January 6th investigation.
He received that target letter days ago, letting him know that he was the center of this investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And he was also given a deadline until today to decide if he will appear before the grand jury. Sources tell us that is not expected to happen. We know the former president has been scrambling to beef up his legal defense team, and overnight we learned that he has added one additional attorney, John LaRoe, who we are told will focus solely on this investigation.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rocky Mount, North Carolina has been hit by a devastating EF3 tornado. A Pfizer plant was destroyed. Nearby homes were heavily damaged. For a time, I-95 was impassable. So far, no reports of deaths. Meanwhile, 100 million Americans are on alert for dangerous heat still blanketing states from California to Florida. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Kewaunee County Board voted against funding a new jail after a proposal came in $8 million over budget. Last summer, the board approved moving forward with a new jail at $25 million. On Tuesday night, the board considered four different proposals for a new facility, none of which came in under $33 million. The board failed to reach a two-thirds vote to move forward. Kewaunee County Sheriff Matt Joski says the longer they wait to build a new facility, the more it will cost. He says the current space is too small and run down. The Kewaunee jail is the smallest in the state and more than 50 years old. Firefighters rescued a man trapped under a tree in Neenah yesterday. According to WLUK-TV, firefighters answered a call at 1390 Breezewood Lane in Neenah a little after 11 a.m. The rescue took a little over 20 minutes, and the man was reported to be alert as he was taken to the hospital. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Baby, don't fight it.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about forgiveness, and it is really a difficult road to hoe. And I was talking about this poor woman whose father was very abusive to her. And even in his death, in his will. He basically disavowed her and did not want her to receive anything. Later read in the article that he had sexually and psychologically abused her and in her 30s. She had to deal with all of these different things. But we talk about forgiveness and the impact of that. And I know it is healing, but sometimes it's hard to get to that point. And let me, before we go to the phone lines, as a girl, I often, let me move here. My father wasn't all bad. He could be caring. When I was growing up, he sat beside my bed when I was sick, gave me a pep talk when I felt anxious before my violin audition, and came to the Girl Scouts pop hop doing the do-si-do with me, even though, according to my mother, he hated to dance. For years, I pretended that good father was the whole of him until I couldn't pretend any longer. Now, this man abused his daughter. And she has to live with that for the remainder of her life. But she was told by many of her college roommates and others that you had to overcome this. And the only way you can overcome it is through forgiving. And I'm saying it's her father never offered an apology for his behavior, nor was he ever officially reported for or convicted of any crime. Though when I was an adult, I held him accountable in our conversations, and then also after our estrangement in part of a memoir I published in my mid-40s, 2 years prior to his death. While he once over the phone admitted he'd done the things I'd claim, he quickly retracted his statement. He said my perception of his behavior was incorrect and my unforgivable accusations were akin to sticking the knife in his chest. He was the victim. Forgiving. It's not an easy undertaking. And in instances such as this, I know people have to deal with those types of things. I honestly don't know how they do. It would be a difficult thing for me to do if I had to wrestle with those kinds of demons. Calvin, your thoughts?
Well, yeah, luckily I've been privileged enough to not have anyone wrong me in a way that would...
Well, you're still young, maybe, too. But
yeah, like I said, luckily enough. It definitely is something that you don't want to carry with you. I know, but personally, my dad was kind of estranged from his mother and one of his sisters for a long time. Luckily, they were able to reconcile before my grandma passed away, but that was definitely hard on him for the few years they weren't speaking to each other. And I know that he's in a lot better place now that he's speaking with his sister again and he got to say goodbye to his mom.
Dad, no question. Tom from L.A., yes, sir.
Yeah, Earl, what I would say is that I guess what my issue is that I forgive, but I never forget. So as an example, if there's someone that hurt you, like the young lady in your piece, I would say for her own benefit to not let him take up any more space in her brain, forgive. But if the person was still alive, I would not go back into the lion's dungeon. I would not, or lion's den. I would basically say, you know what? I forgive you. I wish you well, but I'm not going to have that person in my life again.
You know,
because
Tom,
I honestly do not believe people leave. I don't think people change.
Tom, all of us, in this life, none of us will escape this issue. None of us will ever escape having to deal with this, because living means that you're going to be wronged. It also may mean that you are going to wrong some people or somebody. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. How do you get beyond it? Now you Tom yourself have said you've been able to forgive, and it's easy to say I forgive. It's another thing altogether different to really cleanse your soul of that, right? It's easy to say I forgive, but then you see a person that's wrong you, and you got to deal with that all over again. Not easy, my friend. Not easy.
If a person is still alive, Earl, then I would say, you know what, you go and have that one-on-one conversation with that person, and you say, I forgive you and I wish you well. I'll just give you an example. My husband, he has a father that was a born-again pastor, so to speak, been married three times, and you know, helped counsel couples, but then ended up sleeping with couples, but had an issue where he could not show up for my husband and my wedding after 20 years. Well, years and years ago, he forgave him, but then the guy went and he got real close to the guy again, and he did the same thing. So what I said is, stop letting him take up this energy and this space in your brain. If you want, forgive him personally, like you did, but then don't have contact with him again. Because it's about you being able to be freed up in your brain rather than it is about them. And I think that that's just something we need to do. I don't know if I'll ever forgive George War Criminal Bush for sending us into two illegal wars. But I don't hate him. But I have a real problem. But when it comes to personal things, I usually like to nip things in the bud.
Well, so let me say this, man, Tom. Forgiving and hating are two different things. I don't hate anybody, okay? And I can honestly say that. I don't care. I don't hate anybody, because hate destroys the hater. And so to sit around and use all that negative energy in hating somebody who is not even thinking about you, is not wasting any energy in their lives, and you're sitting around all, you know, frustrated and can't enjoy the sun, can't enjoy the blue skies, you know, can't enjoy the creation because you hate somebody. I've never understood that, you know. But I know that there are people in this society who can't let go of hate, and in the end, it destroys them.
Earl, and what I'll say to that is that when it comes to anybody that I've harmed, I would hope that they would have come to me personally and had said, you did this to me, and I would definitely apologize. Because you know what? I don't want any human being to be hurt by something I said or did or whatever, because, you know, I do live by the actual
tenets.
The actual being of Jesus Christ,
which is about
not judging anyone, which is about loving everyone, which is about, you know, not killing someone's reputation, not hurting other people. And if I did, I completely apologize.
You know, Tom, we try to live up to those tenets, but there was only one human being who was able to live up to that standard. So, you know, we try. All we can do is strive. And if we're working on striving, it means we're working on ourselves constantly, and we are working to try to better ourselves. And you know, that's all you can ask, right? If we continue to try to better ourselves each moment of our lives, then we become better human beings, right? They're better people.
And I do believe that there's two emotions in the world, and it's fear and love. And these people that actually have hate, they have fear of some sort. And when you're free, you can love everyone. When you show love, you're closer to, I would say, to the Creator. So to me, it's about trying to express love to even the person at the grocery store or, you know, whoever it might be, because it just feels better, I think. Hey. And I think that, you know, what Jesus said is you can have your heaven on earth. And the way you have that heaven on earth is by living, the Ten Commandments. Because I don't look at them as commandments. I look at them as promises that if you do not take the Lord thy God's name in vain, that means that you will find God and you will love God. But it's not a commandment.
Hey.
More of a way of living life so you don't have chaos.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the words. Anyway, so, you know, we're going to be giving away 25 sets of State Fair tickets between now and the opening of State Fair, until State Fair is over with. I think it opens August 2nd. So caller number 3 will receive a set of State Fair tickets right now. Caller number 3, 844-967-2789 is the number. Caller number 3 will receive a pair of State Fair tickets. We'll be giving them away daily until we exhaust the number of tickets that we have. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
We will get to stay together. Does the river flow? We were meant to stay together. Ooh. Why does it rain? Why do I feel this pain?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, so I think I ended us too soon.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think we're pretty much there.
Okay, all right.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com. Or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM. And 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy.
highs around 77, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, clear skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around 80. Upper 70s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer, Sunday, with highs in the low 80s, chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrow. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Congratulations to my good friend Mary. She won a pair of tickets to attend Wisconsin State Fair. And you know, I'm really happy that Mary won, but you can win as well. And stay tuned as from now on until we exhaust those tickets. Not only on my show, but the show that follows is also going to be giving away State Fair tickets. Let me talk about some other things. We talk about a whole array of things on the air, and I clearly, you know, I'm a geezer, and still don't, you know, I'm a geezer, and so let's go to Bill, another geezer, before I get into it. Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
A geezer.
Man, we're geezers, man.
Now you made my day, Earl.
Hey, Bill.
You let the whole world know.
Hey, Bill, I'm sitting here. We're sitting here with a young guy that's 24 years old. Hey, I think we're geezers.
Well, when you live a quarter of a century, I guess you're a geezer, you know? I guess that qualifies. But anyhow, I do a favor for people. I listen to Fox, so they don't have to.
Well, so do I.
Today.
So do I.
And today, they're talking about Jim Jordan and his weaponization investigation. Weaponization, in Jim Jordan's mind, means if you commit a crime, you don't do the time because you're a Republican. Now, they're going to say that a man who has 30 felony counts, 22 dozen sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, 2 impeachments, ought to be able to run for president again. I'm sorry, Jordan. You ought to hear what comes out of your mouth. In America, we don't cater to criminals. We don't debate with terrorists. He committed a crime. He should not be allowed to run for president again. How do you legitimize crime, Jordan?
So-
and my point is, we have to make the public aware that the criminals don't run the court.
So
anymore.
Bill,
we're done.
So Bill, how do you, and this again is the part of this that I will never be able to comprehend, is Donald Trump is going to pass away from the scene. He's, you know, he is not going to be around forever. He's not a god. And so he's made of flesh and blood like the rest of us, and he will expire. And so these people have been willing to compromise this nation's future for this one man. And you can't ever go back. And so once Donald Trump has long since passed from the scene, there'll still be a United States government. There'll still be United States people. And you have to ask the questions that what they've done to this nation permanently with supporting this bill. Is it safe to say that?
Well, yeah, it's safe to say it unless you recognize it for what it is. Then once you recognize it for what it is, and I was just listening to, and many attorney generals will agree, there could be RICO charges. And RICO means racketeering. And that's how serious this stuff is. What? Now, if we stand on the law and stand up to these people and say, okay, you're done. Don't insult my intelligence. Don't tell me that you're going to form a committee and you're a criminal. You have an outstanding subpoena. Plus, the people back in Ohio are considering suing you. And so that's what you want in our government. America does not and has never and never will want criminals in government.
So, Bill, have
we are the only country that allows
it. So, Bill, have you've heard, unfortunately, even on the left, people saying, well, I don't think we can go after him. If we go after him, it's going to create this, it's going to create that. And that's where I have a problem. He committed a crime. If he committed a crime, then he should pay the price. It's not a matter of if we do this, the people on the other side are going to be angry.
I hope they're angry. I hope they're angry because here's the point. Any man right now in that's been charged with a felony should say, well, okay, you can charge me, but I'm going to pull under the Trump rule. I'm considering running for president, so you can't touch me till I do that. We can't be afraid of them drawing a line in the sand. I'm willing to cross. I'll tell you what, if I was in government, I'd cross it tomorrow, and I'd say, now, I hope you're mad. Keep whining, because I want to hear all your complaints. You guys can't comprehend our law. You can't. You think you can bend our law. Our Supreme Court is bent, and we keep doing it. Now, if we roll over and play dead, well, anarchy reigns tomorrow. But remember, America was built on a revolution. America had a civil war. We need to remember the people that defended. My dad was a captain in the Army during World War II, serving in the Pacific and the European theater. And if he was alive today, when Scott Walker got elected, Dad looked at me and he said, Bill, I'm done voting Republican.
Hey, Bill.
He recognized it, the onslaught of all of this.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. We'll be back on tomorrow. What day is tomorrow, Calvin?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Wow, man. All right. Just checking. We'll see you guys later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. are listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always